Our first stop is Egypt. It's hard to believe it's already been 5 years since the start of the Arab Spring and the revolution, which saw former President Hosni Mubarak overthrown. He was in power for 30 years. After a coup against his predecessor in 2013, Egypt has been run by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. He last caught my attention on social media a few days ago when he ended up trending after reports that a 4,000-metre-long red carpet, apparently costing thousands of pounds, was rolled out for his journey to a social housing complex. Expensive red carpets aside, the same revolutionary forces who toppled Mubarak now oppose Sisi's presidency and its legitimacy. And it's a fight that isn't just being played out in the political sphere. Artists are making their feelings about Sisi known through music and satirical cartoons. Meanwhile, Sisi's regime and its supporters are discovering the art of counter-revolution, as the journalist Khalid Diab reports.
It's an arresting image, both figuratively and literally. A caricature of Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has the Egyptian president's hands pressed over his tightly shut eyes. An anxious frown is knitted deep into the strong man's brow, and his mouth is downturned as if the weight of the country hangs off it. Entitled Shy President, the caption reads, "I don't like being drawn." The cartoon was a brainchild of the outspoken pro-revolutionary cartoonist Mohamed Kandil, who goes by the nom de plume Andil. Andil's caricature was a graphical protest at the arrest of fellow cartoonist Islam Gawish. The fact that they wanted people to think they are not allowed to draw Sisi was enough to make sure that I have to draw him, he said. Gawish's cartoons, which tend to be simple, childlike ink drawings, have become a runaway success with Egypt's young. One memorable Gawish cartoon features a balding stick man who represents Sisi or his regime, and who pretends to embrace youth, only then to encage them behind bars. Many, including Andil, are convinced that cartoons like this were the reason behind Gawish's temporary detention, as Egypt slowly reverts to the bad old days when mocking a president was a red line. Egypt is in the grips of a major crackdown on dissent, with thousands of activists, artists and journalists languishing behind bars or fleeing into self-imposed exile. Those left behind live in constant anxiety or fear that the arbitrary net of Egypt's resurgent autocracy could nab them next. But arrest and intimidation aren't the only weapons in the regime's arsenal. There is also the subtle and not-so-subtle art of counter-revolution. There has been a concerted campaign to erase the revolution's artistic legacy, including the literal whitewashing of Egypt's flourishing revolutionary street art. There's also been a clear, if piecemeal, effort to co-opt artists, including actors, singers and writers. Many of them have quite literally been singing Sisi's praises. In a revival of low-quality, cloying, patriotic odes to the president and to Egypt, which we'd hoped the revolution had relegated to the dustbin of history. Cartoonists too, in the state-owned media and some pro-regime outlets, have played their part in this effort. The portrayals of many pro-regime artists couldn't be more ingratiating. There is Sisi, the conscientious, earnest labourer straining under the burden of carrying the country on his shoulders. There is also Sisi, the skipper of the good ship Egypt, navigating it through narrow, perhaps even dire straits, while trusting, smiling, stupefyingly grateful, flag-waving Egyptians stand behind him. One common motif is to depict Egypt as a woman, Umm al-Dunya, or Mother of the World in Arabic, with Sisi as her son, guide and defender. An image which Andil believes is psychologically reflective of tyranny. These staid, formulaic cartoons lack the artistic nuance or linguistic wordplays of some of the more rabble-rousing and creative illustrators for independent media outlets, observes Jonathan Gaia of the Institute of Current World Affairs, who specializes in Egyptian political cartoons. That's not to say that pro-regime art always lacks creativity or artistic merit. The propaganda songs of the Nasser years are still popular today. But that was a time in which artists seemed, despite their misgivings, to believe in the national project. They wanted optimistically to help construct a nation, not to prevent one from imploding. Those supporting and praising Sisi aren't all hired or opportunistic pens. Some genuinely believe his rhetoric and project, while others fear the alternative to his rule. This public sentiment could be gleaned in the Sisi mania which gripped Egypt in 2013 and 2014. Citizens spontaneously produced and consumed Sisi paraphernalia, from chocolates to perfume. In a surreal show of leader love, there was even lust in the form of Sisi lingerie. With such a public mood and mainstream media hysteria, some fear that the window for subversive caricature and radical art in Egypt has shut. But Sisi's heavy-handed repression and failure to turn Egypt around have replaced the mania with apathy in some and bubbling restiveness in others. Many who had offered their conditional love are withdrawing it. An example of this which Gaia points to is Amr Salim. Angered and fearful of Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, Salim was a supporter of Sisi's violent power grab. But Salim has gradually grown more critical. In one scathing cartoon, he has Sisi sitting on the head of a troubled journalist, like some sort of fat genie, watching carefully what the embattled hack is writing. Moreover, biting satire has been an Egyptian staple for decades, if not centuries, even if its mainstream form was forced to focus on social issues during oppressive periods. When Egyptian rulers oppress, the satirical press doesn't go away, it just goes underground. With social media and the internet's intrinsic subversiveness and the endless possibilities they open up for artists, the underground scene has grown exponentially, and what sizzles and simmers underground is bound to, when the moment is right, bubble up to the surface again, turning counter-revolution back into revolution.